Cork manager Paddy Murray joins us now to look ahead to Cork's All-Ireland semi-final against Galway at the Gaelic Grounds on Saturday evening. Look, Paddy, we might start with the disappointing situation that Libby Coppinger has found herself in for the last couple of weeks. Two games in one day on Saturday, but it's been addressed, and I suppose it's fair to say not in the best way possible at all. But Libby will be playing Camogie with you on Saturday.
Yeah, that's correct. Look, I suppose Efi Fitz and myself had a long conversation probably for the last 10 days about it, and obviously we're very grateful for the ladies footballers for leaving her to play with us. We just felt that it was not possible and it would be unfair on her to get her to tug out for both games, and you know, that's the way it is really. It's very, very disappointing. Remember back in, I think it was December 2015, I was assured by the Camogie Association that this wouldn't happen again, and here we are 2 years later nearly, and the same thing. So just don't think anything has been learned from it. And you know, like, this was a fixture that we had seen long ways out, and we had, I suppose, notified the relevant people about it, that it could happen, and you know, nothing was done really. So, you know, it is what it is.
It is, and it's disappointing this weekend. And before we move on to talking about the actual matches, it's something you think both boards will address over the winter for future reference?
I think that both boards here are probably wasting their time, to be honest. You know, like, I remember the last time this happened, to the semi-final stage again, and to be fair to the Camogie Association, they did move our game to the Sunday to facilitate, I think, to Reading and Breach playing the football on the Saturday. So, you know, I think down through the years, in my experience anyway, that to be fair, on our side, we have moved on a number of occasions, and I just don't think anything happens on the other side. Look at the quarter-final. I just can't understand why it couldn't be moved to a Sunday, and I know that the ladies footballers here were willing to play on the Sunday as well. So, you know, it's a Dublin issue. So I think no matter what both boards do here, I think they're wasting their time.
Okay, so look, parking that, I suppose, for a moment, it's a bonus for you to have Libby on board for Saturday. After this, I don't even know what word to use to describe it, but this frustration. But otherwise, Paddy, how you fixed squad-wise, injuries or anything like that to consider?
Well, I suppose, look, we've had a couple of injuries for the last probably 5 or 6 weeks, and you know, the injuries that really haven't gone away, so... you know, but it is what it is. I can't solve anything at this stage. You know, that we have a big match in front of us on Saturday, and we know that we have to probably perform better than we've performed any time this year to have any chance and winning on Saturday.
Are we talking about any regular starters being ruled out at this stage, Paddy?
No, not at the moment, but, you know, tonight would probably tell a lot.
Okay. So, look, top of the group, at the end of the group stages, Paddy, which means you went straight into the semi-finals. So you sit back and watch the quarter-final action. What did you make of those games?
Well, it wasn't a surprise, really, as the results. You know, look, I know a fair bit about Galway. The performance didn't surprise me. I've seen them against Kilkenny this year, but in the league semi-final and the group stages, so I know a fair bit about them. You know, look, any team that Galway produce, be it hurling, football, Camogie, they're always very, very good athletes and well able to perform on the pitch, you know. So we know that it's going to take a huge effort for us to beat them on Saturday.
And having gone so well in the league, Paddy, or the group stages, I should say, how do you feel your hurling is at the moment going into the semi-final after the layoff?
I think we've trained well. I certainly don't think that we can use training as an excuse. I think we have everything. We feel we have everything covered anyway. But look, again, you've got to perform on Saturday to have a chance. That's really what we're, you know, focusing on. Now it's all about performance, really.
And what strikes you about Galway this year? They're under new management, a third manager in as many seasons, but a couple of new players, and it's a new team this year.
Yeah, they've, like, I suppose this September 2015, since the last time we've met, they've had certainly a couple of new players coming in since then. All the players, as I said already, are well able to hurl. Certainly can move as well. You know, so it's going to be a tricky assignment, really. And I think from a draw point of view, I think it's a good that you know, be it Galway or ourselves, I think we would have to be happy with the draw, for the simple reason is that I think if either one of us got Dublin, I don't think it would be great preparation to go into a final. You know, I think we need this game. And if we beat Galway, well, it puts us in a better state going into the All-Ireland final. Likewise, if Galway beat us, I think it puts them in a better state going in to face Kilkenny in the All-Ireland final as well. So I think both of us need the game. Anytime we played, there's been very little between us. I suppose in the big games, we have always shaded it. So hopefully that might come into effect again on the weekend.
Yeah. And I suppose one criticism of Galway in the quarterfinal win was just, you know, that they still didn't seem to perform as well as they could. There was an awful lot of wides in that game. And if they fire on Saturday, if both teams fire, it's primed to be a good one, Paddy.
Well, you'd expect it to be a good game. You know, I think in defence of Galway, you're playing Tipperary. It was a bit like us against Offaly. They were always expected to beat Tipperary. You know, so, look, they came out, they went up 10 points straight away. That's the part I looked at, not the the rest of it really, you know. So they looked very focused. Certainly they could move the ball quickly. They created plenty of space in their forward line. And, you know, I think they're 10 points in 10 minutes. So that's enough, really.
All right, Paddy, look, the very best of luck on senior matters Saturday evening, of course. But on Sunday, the intermediate assignment as well, that's a huge game for you.
Yeah, it is. And again, a very tough assignment. Again, granted, we beat Derry quite well in the league final this year. But they were only getting things together, really. So they're a different team. They're top of the group, won all the games. So, you know, we are going to be under pressure on that one.
And as regards the intermediate group, do you have injury concerns or anything like that building up to it?
No, I suppose the only one we're losing is Lisa Lynch. But Lisa damaged her cruciate earlier on the group stages, so she's a big loss. But look, we've had probably 6 or 7 weeks really to work around that, you know.
All right, Paddy. Well, the best of luck to both the intermediates and the seniors this weekend. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Lisa.